Okay, we're working on the Birchos HaShachar in the morning, and today we're going to discuss two of the brachos. There's one bracha, they seem to be similar. Okay, so one bracha is Hanosein LaYoef Koach. What does that mean? Hashem gives strength to those that are weary. Hanosein LaYoef Koach, strength to those who are weary. Another bracha, Ozer Yisrael Begvura. He girds Yisrael with strength. He gives us strength. So Hashem gives strength to those who are weary, and Hashem gives Yisrael Gvura. Hashem gives strength to Yisrael. So two questions. One question is, why two brachos that are sort of saying the same thing? Hanosen LaYoef Koach. He's giving strength to those who are weary. And then Ozer Yisrael Begvura. It's sort of also giving, look, the translation is strength. A second question is, and this you have to focus on, Ozer Yisrael Begvura. He gives Gvura. He mentions Yisrael. So now we have an interesting question. It mentions strength twice, and by one it says Yisrael, it mentions the Jewish people. So I'm going to tell you what it seems to me, this Pashut shot, and it's based on, this is the Sefer from Otzer HaTfilos. He gives one shot, and there's another shot based on what the Taz says, and I liked how Rav Salvechik explained it. Okay. So the Taz says as follows. Nosen LaYoef Koach means he gives strength. You go to sleep at night, you're tired, you've been learning the whole day, or when you're not learning, you're working out and jogging. Or when you're not working out and jogging or learning, you're relaxing by staring at the sky and thanking Hashem about how beautiful the blue sky is. Or you're relaxing by looking at your fingers. And what are you thinking when you're looking at your fingers? What are you thinking? Matir.
Asurim.
Asurim. That your fingers work. And it's a big day. And you finally conk out. You go to, or some of you have a problem. We all know about this. Some guys in the shiv, even trying to bet, have a problem. And that is that at night, you're about to go to sleep, and you have Yetzirah. There's a website called Naaleh.com, N-A-A-L-E-H. And they have amazing Torah videos for hours. And guys watch the Torah videos for hours. All right. So then you go to sleep. And you wake up in the morning and you have koach. So what's that? Hanosein LaYoef Koach. Got it? That koach applies for anyone. Rav Salvechik says, koach denotes primarily physical strength. The ability of performing work. Koach means physical strength. Okay. Now what's Ozer Yisrael Begvura? So listen to what the Taz says. The Taz says it applies the Yisrael Lichud to the Jewish people. Mishum Tznius. Dechagura hi mishum loyiboes ha'erva. Garkel. It's like this. There's a halacha. When you daven, your heart cannot be directly exposed to the erva, to the makam erva. That means the upper half of the body has to be separated from the bottom half of the body. The bottom half of the body is more physical. We have to use everything for ruchnius, but fundamentally it's more physical. And the upper half is where you produce ruchnius. Your mind's in the upper half, your heart, what you're thinking about. So when you daven, you have to know the upper half has to be separated from the lower half. That's how you wear a belt. Now nowadays, if you wear regular underwear, so that counts. That's why you don't need to wear a gartel. Wearing a gartel is a chumrah. In the old days, he left. He probably got it. He left. He walked out. He knew what was coming. He walked out. Okay. In the old days, they didn't have underwear. In the old days, they wore regular tunics, cloaks, and they had a belt on. But for us, you got underwear. So what's the idea? It's a Jewish thing. It's a Jewish thing. Ozer Yisrael Begvura means that Hashem gives us a Jewish type of strength. That's what the word means. In other words, it's there because of tznius. It's tznius that you have to, you wear a belt. And the message is It's a Jewish strength. And here there are two pshatim. There are two pshatim. Rav Salvechik says one, and this sefer, Otzarek Tfilas, Iyun Tfilas, says another. So one pshat, I think this might be the simple pshat. This is referring to ruchnius strength. Ezehu Gibor Hakovesh Es Yitzra. Who is a Gibor? He conquers his Yetzirah. This is not working. This is actually a very important idea. There's two brachos. One bracha is thank you Hashem giving me physical strength. The other bracha is ruchnius strength. Hashem gives us the ability to conquer the Yetzirah, Hakovesh Es Yitzra. The Gvura means being a spiritual hero. And Hashem, I'm a Jew and I have the spiritual strength to resist the outside world. And that is what it means. Ozer Yisrael B'Gvura means that the Jewish people have the ability to be heroes. What's a Gvura? A Gvura means... Gvura means that you're able to defeat your foe in combat, which means you defeat the Yetzirah. So Salvechik says, you act heroically. You act heroically. And this is a very Jewish thing. This is a very Jewish thing. Ozer Yisrael b'gvura. So you have to, and that's the idea of the break from the lev to the erva, that we're able to control the physical Yetzirahs. So one shot is, Hashem, we're regular people, we need physical strength, Hanosa Meyoyev Koach, and Ozer Yisrael B'Gvura means that we have an additional ability, an additional strength, Hashem gives it to me, the strength to what? To be strong in a spiritual level as well. Got it? That's a nice pshat. He gives another pshat here. It's a different type of heroism, which is the heroism of Jewish survival. Look what he says. He says, the Jewish people were often in Saras, the Yatzileim Hashem, and Hashem saved us from our enemies. Ozer Yisrael B'Gvura, Lihilachin B'Ruach Kabir, Ubelev Amitz, have a strong heart, Neged Kol Sa'aros Tebel Hasarim Lafitzo, against all of the storms of the world that are out to get us and to wipe out the Jewish people, that we always survive. So this is the second shot. Hashem gave us the strength to survive against the challenges of Golus and the challenges of Tsaros. It's a very beautiful pshat. That's why it says Yisroel. So this is what we have in mind in the morning. Number one, Hanosam Le'ev Koach means, Hanosam Le'ev Koach is similar to Moda'ani. Thank you Hashem that I'm alive again, but I have Koach. I went to sleep tired, I woke up refreshed. Not everyone wakes up refreshed. They wake up and they're wandering and they're like this. Hashem gives you the Koach to work another day. And number two, Ozer Yisrael B'Gvura, Hashem gives the Jewish people an additional thing. We have a certain ruchnius strength to survive in a ruchnius level, and we have a heroic strength to survive against the travails of a challenging Golus, challenging world. We always survive. Got it? Got it. Okay. Did I mention B.B. King?
Yeah.
What? I mentioned B.B. King, right? Yeah. I found it. I found the article. B.B. King. The point of this article is to teach us that we have nothing to learn in morality from the outside world. We can learn wisdom. We can learn how to make money. We can learn medicine and science. But anything moral, we discussed that, Ger V'Toshav, morality comes from that section over there. All the books we can read, Mesilas V'Sharim, Chovos HaLevavos, Chazal. B.B. King died at age 89. He was the blues legend. He was the he inspired a generation of guitarists from Eric Clapton to the late Stevie Ray Vaughan. He was inducted into the Rock Hall of Fame, Rock and Roll, in 1986. The blues has lost its king, and America has lost a legend, said President Barack Obama. He said, BB may be gone forever, BB may be gone, but that thrill will be with us forever. The thrill of the blues concert in the White House. BB King was a hush of a guy. Luminaries paid tribute. This music is almost a thing of the past, but nobody played it in a pure way the way he did, Eric Clapton said in a video on his Facebook page. He was a beacon for all of us, and I thank him from the bottom of my heart. He was the guide for the blues world. And then said, this is a good one, Chicago blues veteran said, quote, he was, quote, the greatest guy I ever met, end quote. That's pretty good. B.B. we'll see. B.B. King was the greatest guy that he ever met. The Tony got out of the tire, the wrist, he got everything out, etc., etc. So, he's the greatest guy I ever met. He's a legend according to Barack Obama, and the thrill of B.B. King's will be with us forever. Last paragraph. His two marriages ended in divorce with no children, but he acknowledged fathering 15 children with different women. This is the greatest guy that met. I want to know who his other friends were. This is the greatest guy you ever met. This is amazing. This is amazing. who else did he meet? This is amazing. He had no kids with his own wives, two divorces, 15 illegitimate children. This is a obituary from the New York Times. So the message of the obituary is, there's nothing to learn at all about morality. Nothing. You have to know you're reading stuff. They're coming from their own perspective, and you guys read stuff all the time, because on your smartphones you're always checking all the news, you're getting all the info, and everything is colored by this. This is crazy. This is a Kovadika guy. This is a legend. This is the greatest guy I've ever met. I got to go and delete that now. This takes me 10 minutes. I can't get in trouble here on Why You Torah. You just cost me 10 minutes of my time here.
I'll get rid of it.
Anyway, guys, this is not a joke. This is a joke, but this is B.B. King. And who's the opposite? Who's the opposite? Mike Pence. Mike Pence, vice president, keeps basically the laws of Yichud, more or less. More or less. Mike Pence, it was in an article, he won't meet with a woman by himself, the vice president. He won't with women at night. And he won't drink wine at a dinner, either at all or unless his wife is there, even at a restaurant. It's amazing. Anyway, they made fun of him. They made fun of him. Well, what if a woman wants to advance her career and she can't meet with you at night? They made fun of him. He keeps the laws. They made fun of him. He's trying to do something right. He's trying. He's trying to be a little normal in the crazy world, and he's made fun of. And this guy is praised to the hilt. You understand? This is what the outside world is producing now. You have to, again, we can learn a lot of things from the outside world. You're going to go to college, get decent degrees, good degrees. You can learn science, medicine, all this stuff is good. Psychology can be great if it's done the right way. Because psychology, you have to be careful. Because some psychology, but psychology can be done, and if it's done the right way. You know, Dr. Felkowitz, people like that. But basic morality, anything about right and wrong, good and evil. It's just not. That's what we discussed at the Shabbaton. Ger versus Toshav. Toshav is good for making money. Toshav is good for a good economy. Toshav is good being a good doctor. But anything ruchnius, we're gerim. We have nothing to learn from these people. Nothing. And you don't want to learn from them. And even when it's not this extreme, if something sounds wrong in an article, it probably is wrong. You got it?